3, 2. It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina Say What in your midday. Man, I am so proud of the person who's sitting across from me, right from Philadelphia, made his way. He's been working for over 10 years, and finally his album is number 2 on the charts. I'm talking about Friday is here. Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you feeling? Your album's number 2 on the charts right now.
It's crazy. I ain't expected to be like this. I don't think nobody did. I was looking at it like, I'm putting out good music. You know what I'm saying? Like, giving people real music. I wasn't thinking about no numbers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for it to be like number 2, R&B, like top 10, all genres.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Like, right. Your self-titled album.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm in front of like the biggest people. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
You're next to SZA, man.
Yeah.
Right
that's
there.
That's special.
Yeah. So now that you're at number 2, you know, when the people, the labels, the numbers start coming in, are you like, how we get to number 1? Like, are you there? Or are you like, nah, I'm good. Like, this is great what I'm doing right now.
I'm good. Because I know, like, it's going to stick. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying? I didn't think it was going to get to this. So I'm cool. I'm not even like, it need to get number 1. I'm just cool where it's at. And I know it's going to stick where it need to stick. Because I know, like, I'm very one of the few artists. Like, when you find me, it's only me that could do what I do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you're going to keep listening to me. You know what
yeah.
I mean? So I'm just grateful.
It's interesting you say that because you're very much in your own lane. Like, after listening to your project, I love how inspiring and uplifting, but also real.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're being real on this project. You're giving us a side of you, how you grew up, the hunger that you had, you know, and also inspiring us. Praying,
yeah.
You know, you got your mama praying over you
yeah.
in Creole on
yeah.
the album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, talk about the lane that you're in right now, which I feel like is very much needed because there's a lot of, you know, demonic stuff going on in the music right now.
It is very much needed. It used to be more of that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially with the old school singers, they used to sing about life. They used to inspire you. You know what I'm saying? So, it's just, I'm trying to bring it back for real. Like, this is not nothing nobody ever heard. This has been missing for a long period of time.
Right.
So it's like, I don't know. I do realize I'm one of the few people that could give that right now.
Right.
Especially, like, God blessed me enough to put me in front of everybody, and I'm allowed to give that music. Don't get me wrong. There's people that's doing it, but it would never get to, they ain't get that really eye on them yet. You know, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, God blessed me enough where it's like, I'm mainstream.
You have the platform.
Yeah, I have the platform where I'm able to feed this type of music. You know what I'm saying? And, like, I think I do a good job by being able to give you, don't give it away, a club record, being able to give you, like, when it comes to you or you.
Right.
And then I give you the substance. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
That's where I also focus, too, because you got to draw everybody in some way. You know what I'm saying? And I do that.
It's the substance for me. That's
yeah.
exactly what it is. And especially now when we have a lot of artists like kind of focusing on demonic things and the devil
yeah.
and upside down crosses,
yeah.
you start thinking like, what are y'all doing?
Yeah,
when did we get away from God?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. So I think you're so special and I think you're so needed right now because you give people the opposite of what I feel like certain popular artists are doing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just really happy that you have that voice right now.
Nah, I appreciate you for sure.
So you're from Philly. You started making music here. Now we know that Philly is very much like an R&B scene. Can you talk about like your influence, people that helped you here with your music, people that influenced your music here locally?
My influence, I grew up in a Haitian household, so it was a lot of Haitian music and Afrobeat and Jamaican music.
Yeah.
Music with feeling, you know what I'm saying? And I'll say like Boyz II Men, though, that was like one of the first Philly, you know what I'm saying, groups when I was in middle school. I used to always listen to the harmonies, the soulfulness.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And definitely Music Soul Child too. Jill Scott. I was on all of them. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, Meek Mill for sure. Like, one of my biggest influences. Listening to him.
So when you made the track with Meek,
yeah.
how was that moment for you?
It was special because I came out like the world knew me. What's up, bro? My man, A Boogie. I came out like the world knew me before Philly did. Check him out. My man A Boogie in the building, man. Philly, my DJ.
Yeah.
So when God Day came out, it was like the world knew me, but nobody knew where he from. Like,
right.
People still catching on, like, bro from Philly, like, damn, people know him in the city, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People putting the dots together, like, you know what I'm saying? So when Meek hopped on my song, it was like a Philly embracement. You know what I'm saying? Like, even when he brought me out Wells Fargo, it was like, all
right. Right, I'm here.
I'm in front of my city. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? And people I went to college with, people I grew up with in the city, in the crowds, like, dang. You know what I'm saying? So that was special.
You know, we have a lot of talent in the city, a lot of singers, a lot of rappers. When you're coming up in that, do you get a lot of support? Like, do you feel like at first you were supported?
No. No, it ain't. I wasn't even, like, doing music a lot in Philly. Like, I used to engineer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my cousin Marco had a studio, like, all over Philly, like, Alney. He had one Northeast, had one in the Uptown. And I used to engineer, you know what I'm saying, a lot of rappers. So a lot of people knew me as, an engineer, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I wasn't dropping music consistently, you know what I'm saying? So, it like I say, like, the world knew me before Philly did on some music stuff.
Right. What made you get consistent? Because, you know, I know your story. Your father's a pastor here in Philly. Grew up singing in the church, you know, and you were always making music. You play instruments as you were a kid. What made you take it serious? Like, no, I'm a lock in and drop a lot of music.
Yeah, I've been took it serious. That's the thing. Like, I had like 1,000 songs, like, since 9th grade.
Wow.
Like, so it's like, music spirit. My cousin, he taught me how to produce. He gave me a laptop. Ever since then, I just make songs every day. So I had a lot of songs just perfecting my craft.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like, I'll try to drop, and it was nothing that was happening. Like, no marketing, no, you know what I'm saying? You kind of need a structure,
right?
Especially to drop music. So that's why I was inconsistent with it. And then, like, but I was always consistent behind doors, though, working on my craft, making music every day.
Yeah.
But it just wouldn't work because you need a system. Like, you need a structure. You need marketing money. You know what I'm saying?
You need bodies. Yeah, you need people. Yeah, you need a team. It's important.
Exactly, because a million artists are dropping every week.
Right.
So I came in the game as a writer. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I was like, all right, this artist is not working. There's no money being put behind. I met my manager, Edgar. He was like, start writing. This might be an easier way for you to get in the door.
Right.
And that's how, like, it all started shifting. Like, I used to run around LA. I signed my first pub deal.
Yeah.
Like, on some writing stuff, you know what I'm saying? I always knew I was an artist, but I used that to get in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was like a...
And it worked out for you, man. Mm-hmm. Look, I want to talk about some songs on your project that I love. So, Stand By Me. I'm loving Stand By Me. What?
When you heard that one?
When I was listening to your project. So, I love the Byron Messiah song.
Yeah.
That Byron Messiah song is something different. Can you tell me about working with him on that?
Him, it was special, bro. Like, I was on him right after Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
I was a fan. My A&R, Eddie, he went to London. I think it was like a camp. He was working on it. And Byron was there, like, around the camp, and was at the clubs and shit. And he ran up on Eddie, like, I got to work with Friday. Like,
wow.
He was like, he said, him and Vory, my favorite artist in the States. And then, like, Eddie made that connection. And I just sent him Mercy. At first, Mercy was just how you heard it.
Yeah.
Like, no beat. I added that reggae beat just for, man, you know what I'm saying?
It's fire.
Like, when
it's
that, like, shit dropped, nobody expected.
It's like Jamaica meets Haiti, Afro beats meets Creole. Like, I love everything about it. It's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot.
That's,
I like it a lot.
That's one of my favorites, too. Stand By Me, my favorite.
Stand By Me, the song When It Comes To You, so special, is going crazy already.
Yeah.
Talking about marriage and love and being serious with somebody. These are all messages that we need right now, you know, because the messaging right now is not positive when it comes to relationships. This toxic R&B genre that literally just formed recently.
Yeah.
Your music is like a counter to that, and it's really, really needed right now.
Thank you.
So you bought your mom a house.
Yeah.
Man, so when I was growing up and I was like, if I get a little bit of money, I'm going to buy my mama a house. Was that always your goal? First check, I'm going to get mama a house?
Yeah, that's everybody's goal, I think, especially growing up where we come from. That's like, you know what I'm saying? That's like number one goal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, especially being in Philly, bro, like, houses together, it's like, it's a lot of stuff that come with the house. Like, it don't matter how clean my mom was, clean as lady. It's just like always mouses, always like rats, roaches. You know
when
what
you
saying?
Live, yeah, when you live in certain neighborhoods, you don't own your house. You gonna get the neighbor's roach, the neighbor's mouse.
Bro, like, my mom used to clean the like cleanest house ever. Like, no kidding, like my mom, my grandma. You know what I'm saying? But it just, you know what I'm saying? It's
not yours. It's not you're yours, sharing so it.
Like, and the struggle, just seeing the struggle, yeah. Like, she went through. Like, I'm like, I can't wait. I've been saying that since I was a kid. That was like the first thing I did when I signed my mama house.
Wow. Yeah. A lot. Some people don't do that.
Yeah, some people like,
you know, maybe, so maybe, it's something to highlight.
Especially because a lot of artists, they be worried about the wrong stuff, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. I flatter myself, but I didn't do it too much.
Right. You know it's moderation.
I got this little piece, you know what I'm saying? But niggas, you be seeing niggas, they signed their first deal. They got the,
yes.
The big boys. You like, damn, you spent the, that's like.
That's your whole advance.
You could count it like. It's like $700 on your neck, bro. Like, how much you signed for?
Yeah.
And then they won't be able to buy their help mama house. These people years in, they ain't take their mom out the hood yet.
Yeah.
They spent their money on jewelry, woman. I just took care of what I needed to take care of first.
I love that. On one of your songs, and if you don't want to talk about this, it's cool, but I just thought it was really important. Come Too Far. You talk about seeing a cold face at 13.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that? Because as a kid growing up in Philly, that's just unfortunately a very common story.
Yeah, it was. I remember it was me and my cousin Leo, Marco, and my uncle. And we was just driving. And he was like, don't look.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That was like the first, I was young, I was in middle school. And we, it's like, nigga, she got shot in his face. Like, his face was off. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, niggas just silent in the car for like, we was just silent, bro. Like, what the, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was like, that's what that was about. It was like the first time I seen like somebody, like a face shot off, like splattered on the floor. I was 13.
Man.
Yeah.
And look, that's a story that a lot of young people experience, not just in Philly. And it's sad that at this young age, we're so exposed, you know, to death and violence. And man, it's just an epidemic right now, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But I'm glad that you can make the music to uplift it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and tell people like, look, I was there, but I came so far from that.
Yeah,
I dreamed and I put the work in and I came so far from that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful message, man.
For sure.
Do you sit in the studio? You're like, yo, I did that. Like, this song is it. Like, when you making an album, which song was you? Were you like, yo, I did that. Like, this is the song.
All of them.
Right.
All of them. I'm like, this is it. Like, but I'm seeing it now, though. You know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the reaction. But, yeah, I'm like that. Even when I play for people before it came out, I'm seeing their reaction. Like, you know what I'm saying? If certain people don't react the right way, I'm like.
You get them out the door?
No, I just.
Kick
them
out.
Like, you feel this shit, bro? Like, certain people got different emotions, so I'm just trying to see. But everybody felt it the same way. Like, it'll be studio sessions before it came out, and. It just be tears.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I've said that to you before. Yeah. You've made me cry. Yeah. Like, your music is that powerful.
Yeah, it'll be like, it was a lot of sessions like that. Even me and producers and songwriters, like, niggas just cry in there. People come listen to the album, tears. You know what I'm saying? It's special. It's a special project.
Do you think God put you on earth to inspire and lead people?
Yeah.
Because your father's a pastor.
Yeah.
So in a way, I'm not trying to get too deep, but you're kind of leading people in the same way that he leads people as a pastor. Do you see it that way?
Yeah, I feel like I'm the voice. I feel like he pleased with me right now.
Yeah, your dad, and the money's coming in, right? You talk about God and the money's coming in. Like, everything
dad.
Is good. Oh, you talk
I'm talking about God.
Right.
Like, I'm doing it my way.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't no perfect nigga. I'm the same as niggas, bro. Like, you could hear it in my project. I'm a regular nigga. I'm gonna go to the club. I like girls. I'm same as everybody else. But that's why the project's so special. Like he one of us.
Mm.
He's talking from, you know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
We don't feel like bro over there. He with us. And then, you know what I'm saying? That's why it's special.
Right. I noticed you produced literally every song but one on your project. Every single song. And wrote.
How you know?
And produced, because I'm a nerd like that. I look at writing credits. I look at production credits. I look at who's playing the instrument. Yeah. I look at what you sample. Like, yeah. I'm a nerd like that. I've always been like that since I was a kid, even before I got into radio. But are you open to allowing another producer to come in and, like, work on your project? And if so, what producer?
It was a lot of, like, family, close people that I've been working with.
Mm-hmm.
Music Spirit on there, Kareem, Fortune, Biz.
Mm-hmm.
It's family.
Yeah.
But like you said, I'm on every track, so every song start with me. If you ever, like, see, like, the God Day video in my room,
mm-hmm.
that's how I kind of, like, create everything.
Yeah.
It starts with my keys, me on the keys or me on the guitar, and then I just add people in, like, add this, bro. Bring this in. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I produce, I start everything I make.
So are you open to saying I'm not producing and someone else coming in, like,
nah.
I don't know, Timbaland, Pharrell, I don't know, I'm just throwing names out there.
I'm open to
Kanye,
work.
I don't know, I'm just, you know.
I'm open to working, but.
You got to be involved in the production.
100% involved.
Yeah.
I want it this way. Yeah, start, everything got to start with me. That's mm-hmm. how I like my sound is, so, you know, I'm so special.
Right. Well, look, congratulations. Your project Friday is out right now. Self-titled project. Man, you're what people need right now. You're what the streets need. You're inspirational. You know, you give people something to aspire and positive.
Yeah.
And someone came from the streets of Philly,
yeah.
you know, to be on a track with Lil Wayne, with Jay-Z, yeah. with Rick Ross, with DJ Khaled, who's working on his 14th album.
Yeah.
Like, kids dream about that. Mm-hmm. And you're living that. And I think it's really inspirational for other people to see that.
Nah, thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, Friday, make sure you check out the project. It is incredible. Shout out to your family. Anybody who might be listening right now, you from here.
Hey, shout out Marco, Music Spirit, Leo, True Saint. Shout out all my niggas in Philly, man. Mirror, William Ashton. I feel like home right now.
Your mom,
like,
your dad.
I made that exit the city, yeah. I felt like I was at home.
You got brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got four brothers.
Shout out to your brothers and sisters.
Yeah, shout out them. Shout out all of them, man.
It's Friday here on 100.3 Philly's R&B. I mean to say what?